This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليماً كثيراً. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we will learn about one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that most of us know, in fact we probably all know, and we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. But rarely do we think of the name of Allah, Al-Mu'ti, the giver. We know that Allah gives to us, but we rarely think of Him as Al-Mu'ti, the one who gives, and the one who gives abundantly, as He wills, when He wills, and what He wills. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an authentic hadith found in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. We know this part of the hadith, but we rarely mention the next part of it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayra yufaqihu fi ad-din, wallahu al-mu'ti wa ana al-qasim." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mu'ti. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever Allah wishes to be able to comprehend, to have good comprehension, someone who has fiqh, someone who is a faqih, is someone who thinks, who ponders, and who applies what is right in the right context. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَن يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا. Whoever Allah wishes good for, He grants him the ability to comprehend, right? He gives them knowledge, not only knowledge of the world, but knowledge of the deen. يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. He gives him that understanding of this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَاللَّهُ الْمُعْطِي. And Allah is the giver, وَأَنَا الْقَاسِمِ. And I am the one who distributes. Now we learn through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to receive the goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so he distributes the khayr that comes from Allah in a way that we simply live by. Sitting here submitting to the way of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us is rewards for us. Allah gives us rewards. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helped to distribute those rewards by teaching the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when you're sitting and it's time for the Jumu'ah khutbah, we listen to the khutbah, we don't distract ourselves with something else, we don't talk to each other, we don't poke one another, we don't go on Facebook and Instagram, which was not part of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think you all know that. But the point there is that we are not to do something that distracts us from the Khatib's khutbah, from the message that is coming from the Khatib. Why? Because we sit here in submission to Allah, following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us. But constant giving is not always good. If we constantly took out our wallets and gave everything in it, we would be broke. If we constantly gave our family all of our time, we wouldn't have time to go to work. If we constantly were chilling and playing and meeting up with friends and eating, then we would be wasting our lives and wasting our potential. If we were constantly going out and eating, we would be wasting our health. And so while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mu'ti, He is also al-mani', the one who withholds. There are times when giving is good. And there are times when withholding and not giving to someone is good as well. You know very well, you drive, you know, around the streets downtown sometimes and you see people coming and asking for money. The first thing that goes through our minds is, what is the money that I'm going to give them going to be used for? Is it going to be used for drugs? Is it going to be used for alcohol? Is it going to be used for clothing? Is it going to be used for food? Is it going to be used for shelter? Will it be used for cigarettes? Will it be used for transportation? All of these thoughts run through our mind. And so we either give or we then choose to withhold. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt. O Allah, there is none who can withhold what you give. وَلَا مُعْطِي لِمَا مَنَعْتِ. And there are none who can give what you withhold. And so we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives and withholds. And He gives at times that are appropriate and withholds in times that are appropriate. But as Muslims, we learn that if that is a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are to do that as well. Now, I'm not saying that we withhold from giving to someone who's asking in need. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to give. But sometimes giving and walking away is not the solution to the problem that we're faced with. Sometimes we need to help. Sometimes we need to give something different. Don't just give money all the time. Sometimes give our time. Sometimes give our expertise. Sometimes help someone, train them, teach them, spend time with them, and that will be more beneficial upon them than if we were to just give them money and they go about on their own way. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mu'ati and al-mani'. He is the one who gives and he is the one who withholds. And as adults, sometimes we learn how to apply this with our children, right? I see some children around. Sometimes children say, well, you know, mom, dad, why can't I have this? Why can't I just play all day? Why do I have to study? Why do I have to pray? Why do I have to recite the Quran? Why do I have to go out with you? Why do I have to wear this type of clothing? Why? And we learn that if we were to give our children everything, we know this, if we were to give our children everything that they want, it isn't necessarily what they need. And it may not be what they need at that moment, but what they want is actually good for them at another point in time. And so think of al-mani' and al-mu'ati as a time in your life when you not only wish from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to receive goodness, but you apply that to your own personal self. We could sit down and not do anything and say, I'm going to take welfare. But is that the right thing to do? What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds? I'm not saying someone who is taking welfare it should, you know, not be taking it. No, not at all. We all go through difficult times in life. Every single one of us has probably been faced with a time that we work and a time that we are out of work. And it's not necessarily the case that, oh, because you're out of work, you can't take something. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mu'ati. He gives. And so if Allah has given at a time when we don't have that work, take and use. But get up and move and do what is right in order to provide for our families. So my brothers and sisters, if Allah is al-mu'ati, we don't always just give. He is also al-mani', and He teaches us how to also restrict something when the time is right. And that also applies to our deen. The last thing that we'll learn is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Islam and has blessed us with iman. He has given us something that we sometimes take for granted. And I shared this with the brothers and sisters at Salat al-Isha last night. We won't go over it again. But an example is those of us who have taken our deen for granted. We are Muslim, alhamdulillah, but don't think that we will be Muslim forever. We need Allah's blessings, Allah's help to continue to stay upon Islam, to continue to be believers, mu'mineen, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the distractions of this world are great and they can pull us away at any moment. And we can go further and further from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala slowly and steadily, like the time of Nuh alayhi salam, when the people started to worship idols. Over hundreds of years, they didn't think they were doing anything wrong, but they were the people that initiated shirk. The people who started to worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Statues of pious people, righteous people. And that was something that they never thought would happen by taking slow steps in the wrong direction. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, the one who is al-mu'ati, to continue to give us, to continue to bless us with goodness and deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His blessings and mercy upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله you are al-mu'ti give to us at times that are appropriate يا الله you are al-mani' restrict that which is harmful upon us يا الله please grant us the best of health and do not bless us with things that are harmful to us Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to understand that everything that comes from you is a gift and that we should cherish it. Ya Allah, sometimes things are difficult upon us, but they are a blessing in disguise. And we ask your strength. We ask from you strength to be able to get through hardships and difficulties in our lives. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wa du'uhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allahi akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.